It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining us now on the line is the pastor who's going to be giving us some perspective on our question for today. And we do have the pastor on the line, Pastor Phineas Mangwira. Good afternoon to you and welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me here.
So our question for today, Pastor, is how should we make faith-based decisions about entertainment choices?
Okay, thank you so much. Let us look at some keywords here. Number one is faith. So our faith is Christianity. That's what we subscribe to. And also number two is entertainment. In our lives, we need to be entertained. Entertainment is also critical in our social, social aspects of our life. So I'm not going to go into the micro items on exactly do this and that, but I'll look at the principles. As Christians, like I said when I spoke about politics, is that number one, we need to be clear on our identity. We are God's children, and whose citizenship is not of this world but somewhere else in heaven. And so whatever we do should bring glory to God, and we should choose the kingdom. The kingdom of God is what should be primary in our thoughts. So let me quickly go through some of the things that I think may help us as we make faith-based entertainment choices. Number one, Philippians 4 verse 8 speaks about whatever is noble, whatever is commendable, whatever is true, think on those things. So I would encourage that before we make those choices, let us be intentional in trying to find out what will that form of entertainment that would have engaged in, what is it going to prompt me to think about? Number one. So what its effect on me, on my person, on my mental capacity, and on what is it going, what is its effect on me? That's very important. Number two, if I'm engaged in that entertainment, can I maintain whilst I am being entertained in the way that I would have chosen to be entertained? Can I maintain an awareness of God's presence in the midst of that thing? Why? Because we are God's children, and we should, just like Enoch, we should walk with God daily. So can I be aware of God's presence whilst I am engaged in that entertainment activity? And number three, the choice that I would have made on entertainment, to what is it going to steer my affections? Is it going to steer my affections to the world, or is it going to steer my affections to God? So whilst I'm still there, I will also add and say that, is it going to draw me? What is it going to draw me to? Is it going to draw me closer to worldliness or towards godliness? Because we are here but for a temporal period of time. We are citizens of heaven. So this entertainment, what is it going to draw me closer to? Is it going to draw me closer to the world, or is it going to draw me closer to God? And also finally, is it acceptable when we judge it against God's standards? Of course, contexts are different, but in every context there are standards. The standards are there, but they can be applied differently depending on the context. But is it according to God's standards? So we need to be entertained, but our biggest question that we should ask ourselves is, to what end? That entertainment, where is it going to lead us to? As children of God, of the Adventist Christian faith, we need to be very careful, and we need to ensure that whatever we do will bring glory to God, even in our choices of entertainment. Thank you so much.
Wow. Okay. I thought I was going to ask a question, and just as I was about to ask the question, you answered it. And I'm looking forward to your answer for tomorrow. Pastor, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate your insights and your ministry.
You're welcome.
It's your life. It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.